Some traditional public school districts would be required to share tax dollars with local charter schools under a measure approved by lawmakers in the Indiana Senate. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports the bill narrowly passed after heated debate.
Senator Linda Rogers says charter schools are also public schools, but they don't get the same level of funding traditional public schools do. She says charter students should also benefit from local property taxes.
Today, we need to make that change.
The bill requires traditional public school districts to begin sharing money from their operations fund levy with certain charter schools starting in 2028. The bill also says school corporations that pass school safety, operating, or controlled project referendums after May 10th this year must share some of that revenue with certain charter schools located within their district. Estimates show traditional public schools could lose more than $18 million by 2028 from the changes. Democrats urged Republicans to hold off on the bill to study its fiscal impact. A mix of Republicans and Democrats voted against the bill, but it ultimately prevailed. It now advances to the House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I am Kirsten Adair.